Kausap ko sa New York si Attorney Loida Nicolas Lewis, Chairperson ng Global Field Diaspora. Siya po ay nakabase sa New York at kumakatawan sa mga organisasyong Philippine-American sa Estado. Magandang umaga po.
Magandang umaga, Louie, at sa inyong mga nakikinig sa SBS Radio.
Talagang mabait ang Panginoon sa atin. Ano po, nanalo tayo sa China.
On all counts, the 200 nautical miles ay atin to exploit and to explore. Na ang fishermen na ayaw ng China, they were wrong in doing that. We have the right to fish. Na yung ginagawa nilang artificial island ay mali rin at wala sila sa lugar sa kanilang sinasabing meron silang ancient maps na sa kanila daw ang buong South China Sea. Okay. So talo sila sa lahat ng puntos. Mm-hmm. Salamat sa Diyos.
Yes. Ano po yung mga specific details ng ating petition do sa Arbitration Commission?
Well, lahat po sinagot niya. Tinanong natin yung 200 nautical miles, ito ba ay effective para sa 120 countries that signed the UN Convention Law of the Seas? Ito ang constitution ng ocean na pinirmahan ng maraming members of the United Nations. Noong 1982 pa, kasama doon ang China, kasama ang Philippines. And therefore, we are bound, lahat tayo, including China, we are bound to respect the 200 nautical miles that belongs to the country, it's a part of the territory of the country within the 200 nautical miles. Yun.
Meron pong hiningi ang Pilipinas na definition dun sa ibig sabihin ng island. Pwede ba yung tambak lamang ng bato o mga corals, yung ba it maituturing na territory?
Hindi nga eh. Parang sinampal sila ng UN Permanent Court of Arbitration. Sabi sa kanila, wala kayong karapatan na gumawa ng mga artificial islands. Especially during this time na hindi pa tapos. Nag-uusap pa lang tayo. O kaya it is, ang tawag dito is in judicio. Ibig sabihin, the court is deciding this case. Bakit mauunahan ng court? So, ano din, pinalo din sila.
Ano ang ating magiging kasunod na hakbang na ngayong binigyan tayo ng panalo?
Nobody can tell what President Duterte, but I am gleaning it. Para bang tinitingnan ko yung mga sinabi ng Foreign Affairs Secretary Yasay, Perfecto Yasay. Okay? Para bang sinasabi niya, okay, panalo kami dito. Ngunit, we are opening the door for negotiation.
Right.
But we will defend the sovereignty. Sasabihin mo, hindi ba contradictory yun? Hindi. Because the sovereignty doesn't mean wala. Nobody can share it. We can share it. The Constitution allows sharing 60% Philippines, 40% foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is in the Constitution. It cannot be any less than 60%. Because if it's less, impeachment yan. You are violating the Constitution. So I am very optimistic that this extending of hand, panalo tayo kasi eh.
Oh.
Alam mo, David and Goliath, nagkaroon tayo ngayon ng slingshot. But not to fight and be violent and engage in war.
Mm.
But to start the conversation na noon pa sana ginawa na.
Yeah.
Ito lang ang China lamang, napakatigas ng ulo. No, hindi, sa amin yan, 100%. O loko.
Mm.
Anong sabi ng United Nations? Wala kayong karapatan. Mag-usap kayo.
Nagpahiwatig naman si Pangulong Duterte na noong pang nangangampanya siya, na bukas ang posibilidad na magkaroon sila ng bilateral talks, hindi ho ba?
Yes. Tama naman yun. Kasi kaya nga, yan ang ibig sabihin ng United Nations. Para hindi na tayo magkakaroon ng World War II, World War I, na hindi nag-uusap, pataasan ng ihi.
Kaya nag-aaway.
Ngayon, mag-usap tayo.
Uh-huh.
At sa akin, para sa akin, President Duterte is going to look after the interest of the Philippines, nobody else.
Yeah.
Alright? And the interest of the Philippines means there should be no war. Why? If there is a war, sino unang mamamatay? Pilipino na naman.
Of course.
Ano? Pareho nagtan ng World War II?
Ang Global Field Diaspora, ano po ang balak ng grupo ngayon na tayo'y nanalo na? You have been very instrumental in making this decision ng Arbitration Commission kasi I'm sure na-impluensyahan sila nung nakitang determination ng Filipino people. Ano ngayon ang susunod ninyong move?
No, you're giving me too much credit. You're giving us too much credit.
Totoo naman.
I have big faith. No, I have faith that the United Nations Arbitration Tribunal decided that on the merits, not because they were looking at our rallies. You know, we rally so that we can get the support of the international community. Because China is so powerful. They're buying everybody. Okay, kailangan nyo ng bridge itong 22 million, pero boto kayo sa akin, sa United Nations. So they're trying to buy everybody. But everybody cannot be bought. Your integrity as a country cannot be bought. So I am hoping na lahat ng mga influential members of the United Nations will see that this is a very fair decision. That it is based on international law. The law of the sea. Kung cross na tinatawag. Hindi naman ito galing sa ancient map of China is effective until now. Ay, sinong kagaguhan na magsasabi noon?
Okay.
You know, in the year 200, meron silang nakitang mapa na lahat ng South China Sea daw sa kanila, Spratly Island sa kanila. Loko ba tayo? Di ang Rome should claim all of Europe?
Yeah, that's true. Panghuling tanong, attorney, sino sa palagay ninyo ang magtutulak sa China para mag-bend ng konti at, you know, i-honor itong desisyon ng arbitration?
Okay, sa palagay ko sa China, may dalawang faction. Yung military, siyempre gusto ng military, ala, laban tayo para magkaroon silang maraming pera, para bibigyan sila ng mga armas, ganyan-ganyan. The other faction are, I think, the faction that knows peace is better for progress.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the other faction. And so it's up to Xi Jinping, yung namumuno ngayon sa China, to really see, you know, bakit mo gusto na kutsiyain ka ng buong mundo? What good will that do you?
Yeah.
They want to be world power, you know. The sleeping dragon has awakened, all right. China is the sleeping dragon that has awakened. All right, anong gusto mong kainin? Kakainin mo ba lahat? Ito na sinasabi ng United States, United Nations Tribunal, wala kayong karapatan. And here is our president, President Duterte. Let us talk about it. Katapos sasabihin pa niya, baliwala yan. I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense.
That's true.
And I am hoping that China will see that now is the time to talk and to settle. 60-40, that's what the Constitution says. You respect it.
Yeah.
Rule of law.
Yeah.
Ito pa, sabi mo, anong gagawin ninyo? Ang gagawin ng mga Filipino abroad, pag ang China ay nagiging matigas, matigas ang ulo, ayaw sumunod, boycott China goods. No war, please. Ayoko ng violence, ayoko ng war. Wag tayong sasabihin natin eh, you know, we can win this world opinion and economic. Boycott China goods. Pang hindi sila sumunod, then it should be a cry all over. Boycott China goods. Kahit na sila ang pinakamura, pero pag nakita nila na ang buong mundo hindi na bumibili ng China goods, susunod yan. But that's later.
Maganda
later yan. Later. Okay. Oo, later lang.
Okay. Ating pong nakausap ay si Attorney Lloyda Nicolas Lewis, chairperson ng Global Field Diaspora, isang grupo ng mga organisasyon sa Amerika, mga Filipino-American. Maraming salamat po, Attorney.
Maraming salamat, Louie. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas.
Mabuhay.
Mabuhay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.